Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. It's a blessing to serve the living and true God. He loves us, cares for us, and He watches over us. The Lord's return is so soon, so sudden. And I know that I say that often, but I'm just doing my job. He is about to return. And He is about to come back. Some are looking and some are not. Some are wise and yet some are foolish. Those who are wise receive God's word in their heart. And they act on it. And they obey it. And then the Lord can bless them. Keep them out of danger. Teach them and train them. The training of the Lord is perfect. When the Lord is training us for something, you can't get more blessed than that. When you're following His training, you're doing what He's training you for, understand that you're going to be a blessing to millions of people. You're going to be a blessing to the body. You're going to be a blessing to His people. You're just going to have to learn to think big. I know I talk about millions and thousands and sometimes billions, but God is thinking big all the time. Ministry is something you have to be prepared for because it's a fight. It's not just, you're not just going out to do good works. You're going out to contend to do good works. Satan's going to try to stop you. The world system will try to stop you. Even deceived people of God will try to stop you. You know, that's just the way it is. But once you succeed, then they'll get behind you. It's weird that way. Gideon started out with, 30,000 men. And the Lord had to divide them because Israel was so hard-hearted, they would have thought that they won the war themselves without God's help. When they were hiding in caves. All the people of Israel hiding in caves, barely eating and barely making it. Their livestock being stolen and dying because of starvation. Because they toyed with witchcraft. They played with idolatry. They wanted to be like the other nations. Just like Christian children want to be like worldly children. Just like Christian people want to be worldly sometimes. And that kind of witchcraft will always turn on you. And I call it witchcraft because stubbornness and disobedience is no different. When you narrow it down, you're seeking after Satan when you trust the world system. You're acting on his deception. You're acting on his bait. It's witchcraft against you, even if you're not trying to get out there. But it's time for it to stop. Let's look at what God can do. What is God up to? What is His plans? When people consider that, you don't want the hog pen, beggarly witchcraft life. When you live in the Father's house, you have the Father, you have what the Father has. Things that make sense. That's why the Satan don't want people to know God anymore. He has a plot in place to destroy people who love God so that the harvest cannot be reaped. But the harvest is going to be reaped. The Gentile is the barley harvest, and the Jews is the wheat harvest, and the wicked is the grape harvest. He's going to crush the grapes. It's time now for it to happen. But he's going to take his people away. You want to be taken away. You don't want to go through the great tribulation if you don't have to. Now, I saw the rapture. I saw a vision of the rapture. The rapture is going to be. Some people believe pre-tribulation like I do, and some post-tribulation. But I try to listen to people on both sides, because I was taught that way. I was taught pre-tribulation. It makes sense to me. But other people of God have said other things. I look at it, because sometimes you can be wrong. And it's okay if you don't understand something that God is trying, a point God is trying to get over to you. Sometimes it takes effort to learn and to grow and find out why. But one thing I do know and understand, God is not going to do anything foolish. He's going to do, when he do the rapture, and I believe will be a rapture, Jesus said it, he taught it, it's scripture. Whenever it is, I'm in agreement with what God is doing, because God will always choose the wisest way to do something. And it's at this point, I believe that God is, he didn't limit himself to rapture his people. That's just something I believe. Because everything he do, he does it. He told man to subdue the enemy. And in order to subdue him, you can't reveal your whole plan. He don't reveal his whole plan to the wicked. He give it to his people. And you have to stay within the confines of the word. I don't have a right to cross the word of God. And I'm not trying to do that. But how, whenever God do it, so be it. Amen. But I know this. There will be a rapture, and you don't want to be left here. At any rate, whenever it happens. And the only way to go with him is to love, his, walk in love, and do his word. You may not understand it all, but you can do it all. If you operate according to the living love of God, the agape love of God, you will fulfill his word. In every category. In every category. But as you learn the word, you'll have more skill. And you can't learn the word playing with the world. Now, I have to say that because some people wonder at the world. Not everybody. Now, thank God that you're not interested in the world anymore. But I have to let you know it's dangerous if for those that will. Now, the deception of Satan is a limitation. It's an unnecessary limitation. It takes a lot of energy to play with the world. And it's designed to decrease you in your thought life, in your strength. Worry will kill your strength. Fear will produce misery in your life. You don't need those things. They're not necessary. And it's not for you. It can't help you. Strife leads to every evil. Envy and strife leads to every evil work. You know, it's a lot of stress. If you get rid of envy and strife, you've gotten rid of every evil work that follows it and the stressful life that goes with it. It takes a lot of your energy to be that way. It takes a lot of, your mind has to be on the people who has aggravated you. And people who do this, that strife gets in their countenance. They always look insulted. And they have a miserable day all day. And then when they go home, they have to get their, whatever aggravated them, they can't get it off their mind. They struggle to get it off their mind. When you can release people, you can remit their sins and go on. They're going to do wrong. People are not going to do like you want them to. But if you look to the Lord, you'll have the strength to remit their sins. And you'll have the wisdom to avoid them. And God will show you how to deal with contrary people. You don't have to talk to people that don't like you as much. Pray for them and leave them alone. And when people come around to aggravate you, You got every right to talk about the love of Jesus. Now, when you talk about the love of God, the sincere works of God's word, the purposes of God, the language of the word of God, that's not what worldly people want. If they listen to you, you may win them to Christ. And you may say something that'll cause them to think and walk in love with them. But there's another bonus. People that the word of God divides. It divides homes. It divides whatever hates God from what loves God. I mean, the word of God divides the hatred of the world from those that love his will. But not out of meanness, but when you minister the word of God, when you just talk about it, you have every right to praise God and just talk about how he blessed you. Those that hate God will leave you alone. They'll leave you and talk about you somewhere else, and they'll stop coming around you. It doesn't matter who it is. People that don't love God do not like to be around people that love God. God put an enmity there. Use it. Everybody that loves this world, they're not going to tolerate the love of God. They either go receive the love of God, or they're gonna reject it and run from it. Just like Adam ran from the voice of God. That's what sin causes people to do. But hopefully you can get the word in their heart, and then they can rethink their life and snap out of it. Some people need to be divided from you. Now, that's just the way it is. If you follow God's word, it divides. Everything that's not of God will be divided. Now, when it comes to your little children, you teach them in the way, to train them while they're young. You have a window of time to train your house, your children. Live the life before them. Teach them what to watch out for. You know all the tactics that the enemy did against you, the weak spots you had. Fortify your children. That's a no-brainer. You don't have to sit up and wonder, is that wise or not? God said, write it on the walls and on the pots and pans, the scriptures of the Lord. It'll get in their heart. And when the enemy come to trouble them, they'll have something to, they'll have an anchor to hold on to. They'll have thoughts to come back to. But the foolish virgins don't train their children. There are Christian people that will not train their children. They don't train them in character, nor by example, nor by word. And their children become lost. And I'm going to tell you something else. The enemy is afraid that your children may share your love of God. Because there are people who love God, but they're just sorry and won't train their children. The enemy is afraid that your children will be ignited by the love of God of the parents. The little flame that the parents have, he's afraid of that. And he'll sow the most wicked people in their lives and in their path. Clear the path of your children. Tell Satan he can't sow wicked people into their lives. There are girls that would do well if they'll leave this wicked man alone. But they grow up and fall in love with wicked men. The enemy knows how to weaken them. And they think they can't live without a wicked man. And then you're going to have a crop of wicked grandchildren. Some people are experiencing these things. Remember something. Sin causes you to be a slave, and the enemy will use that slavery to ruin every life. While you're on his side, he'll use you to ruin the lives of others, to get them distracted. I've seen it too many times. It's just the way it is. But if you stay on board with the Lord, you're going to be fine. There's no reason for the children of the people of God to be missing in heaven. But it will happen because five were wise and five were foolish and wouldn't fill their heart with the word of God. Now, back to training. The Lord has to train people for what's ahead. It's easy for God, once God anoint a person, they're anointed forever. Forever. Remember the Elisha's bones? When the dead man rolled over on top of it, they threw him in the grave and he landed on Elisha's bones. He came back to life. Breath was in him. Because Elisha raised the dead, he was anointed. And he had a double portion of Elijah that was taken up in the chariot. He saw him go. Listen, folks. Once God anoints you, you're anointed forever. Even if you die. So before the Lord finished giving you the anointing that he has in mind for you, you have to have the training first. Because God is foundation. For those who will not seek first the kingdom of God, they're going to lack vision. And they won't seek first his righteousness. They won't have foundation. You have to have both. And they're equal. But God put the seek first the kingdom of God, because if you have vision, you have life. And in order to, you have to put life on top of something. God has to put an anointing on top of something. And he gives it in measure. Saul was an industrious, obedient man. So the prophet anointed him. Samuel anointed him with a vial of oil. But David was a worshiper. He was committed. He lived in God's tent. According to Psalm 15, he was a man of great integrity. And he loved God and he worshiped God. So the prophet anointed him with a horn of oil. I thank God for church. I learned this in church. Pastor Jim McCann IV taught this. And I said, yeah, that's right. And I had read it, but I didn't put it together. And it spoke volumes to me. Now, what if you start out and God anoints you with a vial of oil? If you keep drawing near to him, he'll anoint you even greater. In 86, I had a dream that I was in three dangers. And then I was delivered out of each one. And I woke up. And the Lord said, you're anointed. You're anointed. And his voice continually said, you're anointed. And I got out of bed and went to the kitchen. And as I was going to the kitchen, his voice faded away. He was saying, you're anointed, you're anointed, you're anointed. And his voice faded away. Never forget it. Then he gave me assignments and I did them. And the second broadcast for the radio broadcast, Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast, the second radio broadcast, as I was doing the recording of the broadcast in my living room, it felt like warm honey being poured over my head, thick, and it ran down my face as I was ministering the word of God. You may start out with a vial of oil, but you can end up with a horn of oil, a firkin, a gallon. Whatever you need, God can give it to you. But you have to be trained for it. A lot of people pray for an outstanding ministry, a great ministry. But if you don't have the training, you can make a foul step. You can deviate from the word, from the path of God, and that won't be good for you. Because you have to give an account of what you did with what you have, with what you've been given, and what God has trusted you with. Don't ever break trust with God. If God trusted you, earn it. Stay in the path so he can increase you in trust, so he can trust you more. You have to live a holy life for God to be able to, for him to be able to trust you. And if you won't do it, you can get in a lot of trouble. But if you do it, you can win. A lot of people are untrained, and that's not good for them. Be trained in the Lord. He will prepare you for all that's in his heart, and he will help you do everything. This is very important. I'm out of time. The Lord is not here. Continue to mighty move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.